Hey guys, I just wanted to say thanks for listening to Lockdown Universe for all this time. I really appreciate it. If you are able to, please consider donating like $5, $10 into the Anchor FM account. That way I can focus more on creating good content for you guys, buying better equipment, and making the overall podcast better. I appreciate you listening, even if you can't donate. No problem. Thank you so much for your listenership, and I always appreciate all the fans and the interactions that I have. It's great talking with you guys and great providing content for you guys. Take care. Lockdown Universe, up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Boom! Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Sorry that I shocked you, but guess what? We've got a hell of a show here tonight. I want to talk about an article that I found that directly relates to the previous podcast about why aliens have an agenda here, what their interest is, and what the future holds for humanity, for Earth, and for the universe as a whole. So, I came across an article on in5d.com about a guide to Earth's extraterrestrial races, and I was just perusing through because I wanted to learn a little bit more and see what people had to say about certain species visiting Earth, genetic farmer races, alien or human abductee, or human abductors, and so on and so forth. But what's interesting in this article is that many of these species are coming to Earth, and their interest isn't so much in the physical, in them surviving physically. It's so that they can keep Earth surviving so that their souls, can continue to grow here. Meaning, not only while they're in alien form, but also when they pass away in alien form and incarnate into human form. So take a moment to kind of soak that in for a second and just embrace the thought. So here we have this long believed thought from many individuals stating that they have to be abducting folks for genetic purposes, for creating hybrids. And while that's true, they're also interested in their own passing and then reincarnation here on the planet. So according to this article, many of these species are incarnating on Earth and have incarnated currently. So while we are living and breathing, there are hundreds upon thousands upon even millions in certain species cases, incarnated souls from that have already incarnated in alien species. Okay, so hopefully you're following me so far. So let's take, for example, our very familiar Zeta Reticulan grays. Okay, according to this article, these beings are a product of the universe. They originally developed in the Zeta Reticuli binary star system about 39 light years from Earth. They exist in 4D and sometimes evolving into 5D. And what I'm assuming what they mean there is that they're able to emotionally be in a fourth dimension and physically be in a fourth dimension. So there you have that. So these, you know, these are your 3 to 6 foot tall gray aliens, but they are ahead of us by a few million years. So they can complete extensive travel in many different environments, and they've developed their bodies to become able to function in space travel. So they've used their DNA sequencing to create a body that is capable of traveling in space and time extensively. They've found out that their bodies are not just a physical container, but that they can consciously move into different bodies. Again, right, like we talked about before, where some of these aliens can possess a human body, they tend to stick with the form that suits their jobs or roles at any given time. They are highly technologically and scientifically advanced, and various gray species have different histories. And some are even known to have emphasized and focused on technology to the detriment of their qualities, so much so that they've ignored their emotions and their consciousness and solely worked on their technology. So that's why we have a lot of these grays that are just not capable of having any emotional connection to their hybrids, that they need us to survive, because we are emotional, we are empathic, we're sympathetic. We can engage with our emotions. They've chosen not to, because they've realized that there is reincarnation, that there's no need to worry, that there's no need for fear. They've virtually eliminated it via DNA and genetic manipulation. So they have no fear. They have no feelings, really. Their only drive is to progress technologically in some cases. So in that case, they're so focused on the material, they're so focused on the technology that they've lacked empathy, that they've lacked understanding. And so when we've talked about in previous abduction events, when some of the leaders place their hand on a human who is completely freaking out, they have the capability of manipulating energy and frequencies around them. They're able to manipulate your feelings. They're able to manipulate your fear so that you don't have it, because they don't have it. So they can manipulate things. They can manipulate peace within you and calm within you, because they have it within them. They're telepathic. They're telekinetic. They have high mental functioning, right? A super high IQ. Yet they appear motionless, and they are experts at reading frequency. They do not need to fit. They do not need physical expression or to relay feeling. They're scientific problem solvers. They see through time and space, and are energy transformers. So, when they interact with their ships, they're interacting with them telepathically. When they're interacting with their environment, they're interacting with the energy. So they are very much physically attuned to energy, yet they're not very attuned to emotions. So when I think about that, I think about the fact that emotions so many times get in the way of our logic reasoning, and I feel like these aliens are very similar to like Spock in Star Wars, where they totally almost eliminate emotions out of their decision making, and they solely make logical, mathematical, scientific-based decisions, which can seem like a good thing in some regards, but in other regards, it can be a bad thing, right? We are ignoring our art. We're ignoring our creativity. We're ignoring our senses and our feelings, and simply becoming this like mathematical, scientific robot. You know, and it's interesting, because in our society, we strive so hard for a lot of children to get 1200s on their SATs or 1600s on their SATs. Sorry, ACTs, I think they're 1200s. Shows how intelligent I am, right? But yeah, that's like the thing. That's what we're focused on in so many societies, especially in China, Russia, in some pockets, America as well. Very focused on ACTs and SATs, but that's where, you know, a lot of people's focus is, and they want their children to do very well so that they can become whatever they want to become, yet to the detriment of their mental health, to the detriment of society, and understanding and empathy and sympathy. it's almost like we don't care about anything else except becoming successful in some pockets of our society, or in many pockets, actually. So we can learn from this. You know, we can learn from the grays. Yeah, they're definitely scientifically more ahead of us, but clearly we are far more engaged in our senses, in our emotions, our empathy, our emotional attachment to each other, so on. Even if we don't have quote unquote telepathy, we can sense what another person is feeling. We can sense the vibe that somebody is giving off. We can sense if it's good or bad. So we do have those senses within us. So it's very interesting, you know, when it comes to this, the purpose of these aliens on Earth, it's not just physical, it's also to evolve their soul. According to this article, there are millions of Zeta souls incarnate on Earth. There are also Zeta hybrids that are humans being born with advanced Zeta DNA. They look just like any human being, though sometimes they have striking features like larger heads and eyes. The updated advanced hybrids are born in the 80s with more Zeta DNA. Later hybrids have even more refined Zeta qualities that can be activated. Many of the indigo and crystal children are activating Zeta DNA, and not all hybrids have Zeta soul, and not all Zeta starseeds are hybrids. I'm not sure this is getting a little complex for me, but they state each are playing their roles in spurring the emotion of the human evolutionary shift. So again, right? I mean, with COVID, with everything we've gone through in the past year and a half, everybody quitting their jobs or being forced to quit their jobs, they call it the Great Resignation. Many people are leaving their jobs. We're all developing this huge shift in our consciousness towards the way that we're living our life. So, you know, it's interesting when we put all the pieces together. You know, could the coronavirus really have been a pointing in a new direction of our consciousness? It's interesting to think about, and the way that our souls evolve here. They go on to state that often Zeta souls are acting as activators of others' abilities in some way or another. They're often teachers, guides, and can be healers as well. They are usually considered out there thinkers, right? Many artistic folks are like that. They can see beyond physical limits. They can make them seem lazy at times, or this can make them seem lazy at times because they do not get why they can't just move things with their minds. Yeah, this is really interesting because a lot of us feel like we should be able to have telekinesis, right? A lot of us feel like we should be able to have telepathy. I feel like that. I've read so many stories, it just seems like we have it within us. I've dreamt about being telekinetic and telepathic, being able to communicate. And it's just been on my mind so much, it's invaded my dreams. I feel like it's within us. And I feel like this article is kind of speaking to me a bit because they're speaking the language that I understand. It's resonating. They state that communication can be difficult also because they don't always compute physical gestures and the limits of verbal language, right? Because they're more telepathic in general, these hybrids. These starseeds are usually advanced in some way. They think and create using their imagination and by tapping into the astral knowledge field and surrounding energy fields. These hybrids and Zeta souls are teaching and becoming the future potential of humanity on Earth. Incidentally, some of these hybrids visit or communicate with Earth from what you would consider the future. These hybrids are an evolutionary success story in the future of this galaxy. This is really interesting, guys. I mean, there's a lot packed in here. You know, in one regard, you know, they're talking about these hybrids and how they're interacting with humanity. And in the other field, they're talking about how some of these hybrids are teaching us and leading us into the future of human evolution. Yet, a lot of these grays aren't developed in their own right. They're not developed in their own emotional acuity. they're not developed in their own emotional empathy, sympathy, but yet they've created these hybrids to better develop us. How, though? Technologically? Maybe. Maybe they're trying to develop us spiritually by the method which they think is correct, but it might not necessarily be 100% correct. It's interesting. Now, you know, this article goes on to state that some of these hybrids visit and communicate with Earth from what we consider the future. Some of these hybrids are an evolutionary success story in the future of this galaxy. I've read from some of the government whistleblowers who have worked for some of the alphabet agencies who have talked about some of these hybrids and actually met one and was able to prove it through a variety of methods. But one of the most interesting methods that wasn't necessarily proving that he was an alien, but I thought was very interesting, was their capability to write one sentence using both hands. So being able to write on the left side of the paper and going to the middle, and then from the middle going to the right at the same time with the left hand and the right hand, writing a story and a paragraph out, seems like they were able to use the left side of their left hemisphere of their brain and the right hemisphere of their brain at the same time, as well as left and right hand. I mean, just that skill just seems to be outside of the realms of normal human capability. However, I'm sure there are probably some humans that could do that. Are they hybrids? I don't know. Maybe. It's interesting to think about, though. But what would be interesting is if this article could explain some of the reasoning behind the Zetas and the Grays' steadfast, bold, unyielding scientific hybrid experiments that yield to no man, yield to no leader, because even though they struck up a deal with Eisenhower, they totally went back on that deal. They abolished the deal, basically, and they moved forward with multiple massive abductions, not just a few million, but multiple millions. And so that's why you have some of these military, quote-unquote military abductions, where either, you know, a military member in black camo will be along for the ride with the alien to make sure that everything goes smoothly, or the military can pretend that they're aliens through their transmogrifying technology and make themselves appear like aliens and actually do an abduction on an individual who was previously abducted by aliens and wasn't given the green light. So the government kind of goes after the aliens abduct you, and they try to figure out why. So they do their own technological research on these poor folks who have already been abducted, and they getting abducted twice. You know, and it just, the rabbit hole just continues to go deep, guys, because one part of me wants to believe that they're here to help us. The other part of me believes that it's just like, what's going on? You know, what is the real deal? Are they here to help us, or are they here just for themselves? And that's where it just gets really sticky. And we have multiple different species that have their own agendas, multiple genetic farmer races that have their own agendas. I'll talk about the next species on this next podcast, and how they relate to their own evolution, soul evolution on Earth. So how they incarnate into Earth. And I believe the next species is the reptilians, and how they have a connection to Earth, to Earthlings, and the progression of Earth as well. So that ought to be an interesting one. So until next time, guys, I hope you're taking care of your physical health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continuing to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.